News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
See from the Sydney Warriors win in double overtime against Unadilla Valley at the home of the Storm. Hopefully for them, carries over tonight as they take on an improved Afton Crimson Knights team. Afton with a record of 2-2 in the league. They are 5-3 overall. Sydney is 3-1 in the league, and they are 3-5 overall. Not just the Sydney boys' magic against UV. Last night, Kelsey Decker hit a three-pointer at the buzzer in overtime to come from behind to beat Unadilla Valley, like I said, in overtime. So two wins in a row in nerve-wracking, edge-of-your-seat excitement. Sydney over the home team, Unadilla Valley Storm. I don't know if we can have another one like we had on Tuesday, but boy, oh boy, it would be nice because it keeps you, like I said, on the edge of your seat. I'm Greg Davey, and I'll be broadcasting here. Looks like we have all phone issues settled at Sydney, so we appreciate that very nicely. And we start each and every game with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show on WCDO, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams, that would be Dick Winans and the Afton Crimson Knights, Mike Brzee and the Sydney Warriors, all the best in tonight's ballgame. Our broadcast, a presentation of WCDO Sports and rights granted by Section 4. So any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We've started to get some WCDO Sports online customers, so to speak, listeners, and a lot of them from Florida, where it is quite a bit warmer than it is here, but it's not so bad as it was Tuesday night, that's for sure. So we hope that you settle in, whether it's on the radio or through your computer or your mobile device. We've got a good game ahead, I hope anyway. Sydney against Afton Boys Mac Basketball on our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDL.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
Oh, there is nothing better than a Big Mac sandwich.
Well,
the melted cheese, tangy pickles, special sauce.
I can think of one thing.
Impossible.
Two Big Mac sandwiches.
Now at McDonald's, get two Big Mac sandwiches for just $4. Two legendary Big Mac sandwiches with melted cheese, pickles, and special sauce. Only $4.
Okay, that is better.
And bigger.
Delicious.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on the menu board. Limited time offer.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in January, get a small white chocolate mocha for $1. Yup, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only. Limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney's gym, where before the season ending or the calendar ending games with Green, could not get over how bright the gym is and starting to get used to it now. It's a welcome relief. One of the downfalls, if you look around and you know your Sydney maroon colors, there's three different kinds of maroon in here. The ones on the floor, which probably are the best maroon. You have the maroon chairs, which are more like a burgundy, and then you have the walls, the padded walls, which are more like, cardinal, like the Arizona Cardinals. So three different kinds of maroon. Oh, and then there's the stands, which are a very deep maroon. So there's four different kinds of maroons here, but obviously it's the home of the Sydney Warriors, and they are going to be the home team tonight. Afton Crimson Knights wearing their red visiting uniforms with black numbers, and the trim is white for Afton. They're coming off a loss last night to Green, and talking to Dick Wenins before the game, and he said that it was a 3-4 point game with about 3 minutes to go. They hung around against a team that probably is going to be one of the top four teams when it's all said and done for the end of year tournament. But they had two or three turnovers in a row, and that's all it took against Green. Green very will capitalize like they did here against Sydney, and that game was won by Green 65-50. That's despite 9 3-pointers, which is the season high for the Afton Crimson Knights. They were 7-for-12 from the line, so that was one of their best showings of the season because they're shooting less than 50% coming into this game. Darian Heath, the junior point guard who's been battling ankle injuries, he lit it up for 6 3-pointers and 20 points overall. Kyle Hinman, a rock-steady 15 points, and I'm sure led the team in rebounding. So they are 2 wins and 2 losses in the league. There are 5 wins and 3 losses overall for the season. Sydney comes in, as we know, fresh from that 2-overtime victory at Unadilla Valley, 76-72. Ties for their season high in points, but it also is their season high in points allowed. But of course, when you're playing 8 extra minutes, that's to be expected. They were a pretty decent 20-for-29 from the free throw line, which helped them win that game. Remember, UV was 9-for-27. So they had 6 3-pointers, 5 of those by Billy Kozak, who scored a season-high 28 points. Wyatt McKee had a great game, finished with 19. Nick Mino had 16 points, 9 of those in overtime or second overtime. And remember, the key for Sydney was Jordan Constable making 8 of 8 free throws. Want to spend just a second. We got 6 minutes before the anthem in the lineups. Want to spend just a minute, and I hate doing this in a way because it always seems that in Sydney, because I grew up here, when someone passes away, there's always a bit of sadness, but also fond memories. This time around, it is one of Sydney's biggest advocates for youth sports and for school sports, and he's a Sydney graduate himself. I'm talking about Bill Ray, who passed away today. I don't have his exact age. He was the class of 54 at Sydney, and the Little League field here in Sydney is named in his honor, and now it becomes a memorial field, but it'll still always be Bill Ray Field. He coached the Moose team for Little League age boys forever, it seems like. He helped run a softball league for decades. He would go down after work, and he would rake the fields. He would make sure they're lined, everything was ready. He ran tournaments. He coached a team. I think he played a little bit in his younger days. Played some basketball, too. But he was always an advocate. He was one of Sydney basketball's and Sydney football's biggest fans here all the time, so even though the stands are barely occupied tonight, there is one big missing piece of the puzzle right now, and that is Bill Ray. So on behalf of Sydney alumni and on behalf of Sydney sports fans in general, we do Tip the hat to Bill Ray, one of Sydney's biggest sports contributors, both in youth sports and in school sports. So he definitely will be missed. All right. So Afton, this is our third game, and we've seen them win a nail-biter against Bainbridge Guilford on a Darian Heath three-pointer. They've done something similar to that with Kyle Hinman both times coming down the stretch, being the guy to go to shoot. The defense surrounds him. He's smart enough to pass it to an open teammate if he's going to be surrounded. I believe one of the games, BG on the 12th of December, and then Deposit on Friday the 3rd of January. They won that game 61-60. Hinman had 18 in that game, and Heath had 16. So Afton not deep on the bench, but hopefully they're top five, top six. Guys like James Westfall, Caleb Stevens, who's really come along, been a great addition. Caleb Stuhler, they've got height advantage over Sydney. Matt Olin, one of those inside-outside guys who loves to drive the lane, and then he'll kick it off to somebody. Joe Shear, who's a great ad-lib kind of player. I played pickup against him and with him. His magic time is when he's able to play more of a run-and-gun style. Not really the way for Coach Dick Winans. We're trying to get that together for him, but he is a reckless rebounder. He is very good in that department, and I'm sure they're going to count on him a lot tonight. He'll probably match up with a guy like Wyatt McKee. We'll see what the matchups are going to be and whether they go zone or man-to-man. Going to take our final break when we come back. I'm not sure if we're singing the national anthem or what's going on, but we'll have a microphone ready to go for tonight's pregame as Afton and Sydney get set to do battle here, and you're going to hear this Boys Mac game live on your all-live AM and FM and WCDOsports.com. We are WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
anthem from a past Sydney chorus. We're going to be doing the starting lineups live right now. And now the starting lineups for tonight's contest. First for the visitors from Afton, a 5'8 junior, number 4, Darren Heath. A 6'4 sophomore, number 40, Kyle Hinman. A 6'2 senior, number 25, Matt Olin. A 6'2 senior, number 21, Joe Shear. A 6'3 senior, number 12, James Westfall. And the head coach of the Crimson Knights is Mr. Richard Winans.
Well, looks like they went alphabetical order tonight. They are in their red with
and now the
black
starting lineup
numbers,
for your
black,
Sydney Warriors. A 6'2 junior, number 2, Nick Mino. A 6'3 junior, number 14, Wyatt McKee. A 6'3 junior, number 33, Trey Larson. A 5'11 senior, number 10, Patrick Vibbard. A 5'6 senior, number 21, Bill Kozak. And the head coach of the Sydney Warriors is Mr. Mike Brizzi.
All right, just about ready to get underway. One of those early night games with JVs going at a lickety-split pace. Sydney winning to stay unbeaten in the league, 70-32 over Afton. And the game starting at 5:30, and it was over in about an hour. And that's 32 minutes of stop and go and 10 minutes of overtime. So that tells you how quickly that the game went on. So I brought my schedule with me tonight so I can give you the next couple of weeks of where I'm going to be. And we got some recap of last night. And Marabito Energy Products Halftime, we'll be talking to Sydney Superintendent Bill Christensen on the swim club, the building project update, and maybe we'll sneak in a couple other items. So here we go. It's going to be a full evening at Sydney as they host the Crimson Knights. We are up and running. And unlike the other night against David Dufresne of UV, Sydney playing for the offensive tap this time, and they get it. Nick Mino, Bill Kozak, the guards. Pat Vivert, swingman, number 10. He's got the ball now at the top of the key. Wyatt McKee at the high post, and running the baseline is Trey Larson. That's how they start against this zone defense. Kozak, bounce pass off the leg of McKee. Wasn't actually looking for getting that pass, so Afton takes advantage. It's Matt Olin at the point right now. Normally, Darian Heath has that. Westfall to Hinman. Hinman way out top. Now it's Joe Shear. Everybody's going to touch the ball on this possession. Westfall over to Heath. Heath very dangerous from three. Goes beyond off the screen. And it's going to be an illegal screen called on Hinman. As he kind of slid over, setting the pick. So right back to Sydney it goes. One turnover for each team. Vibbard swings it around to Mino. Quickly double-teamed in the zone. Throws it for McKee over his head. Or he wasn't ready to catch the ball. One of those two. And it went out of bounds. Turned right back over to Afton. Sydney will apply what they like to call their 2-2-1 press. It actually becomes a man-to-man press. And it's going to take Afton quite a while to get it over half court. Heath almost waited to do that. He could have easily turned the ball over had he stood there, but he finally figured it out. Nice bounce pass underneath, but it's off the hands of Hinman and stolen by Bill Kozak. So it is defense, the watchword so far. Kozak driving in, kicks it off at the last second to Larson. Trey Larson, who was held scoreless in the Unadilla Valley game, playing only the first half. He winds up with the first basket of the game. And we are underway. 2-0 Sydney. Shear to Westfall as they break the press. Heath on the left wing against the man-to-man defense. Hinman against Larson. That's going to be called off for a travel. The fake for Hinman was a ball fake, but he also shuffled the feet just a little bit. So three turnovers suffered by Afton already. Sydney's had two turnovers with passes getting taken away. but they do have a basket by Trey Larson. 2 minutes into this ball game, Kozak, who had 6 3-pointers in Tuesday night's game, dribbles against to the baseline, gets sealed off, so he passes back to Mino, his backcourt mate. Now to Vibber, top of the key. They leave him alone, but he'll pass still to Kozak. Started by Heath, right back to Vibber. Back to Kozak, he's open for three, top of the key, no good. Rebound Mino inside, he'll get the easy put back for two. Nice play by Nick Mino as the ball came basically right to him, and nobody had him boxed out. No look pass to Westfall from Olin. Off the hands of Westfall, here goes Mino on the drive. Missed it. Oh, and Vibber knocks Heath over. And Heath, who was suffering from a bad ankle, has gotten hit hard, and he was left defenseless, hit the deck. And he's going to get up and be okay. He's going to try to shake it off, but boy, he was hit hard by Vibber. It was one of those where they both committed to their space, and they just happened to be that space was the same spot. 5:21 to go first quarter. It will be a foul on Vibber, and it will be Afton's ball. And Sydney puts the press back on. Olin looks to the left side for Shearer. Olin, and they're going to have to get it over half court, and they do with a long bounce pass. It's Westfall getting around McKee, off the glass, good. James Westfall, nice move. He got real assertive to get around McKee and drive it in for the two, and that's Afton's first points of the ballgame, about 3 minutes in to the first quarter. 4-2, McKee at wide open at the foul line, misses on a low arc jumper. That's a shot he never took Tuesday night, but still had 19 points. Olin to Hinman. Hinman's going to take the short jump shot. Good. Kyle Hinman gets on the board himself. That ties it up at 4-4. Sydney back on the offense. To the top of the key for McKee. Corner to Larson. Back up to Kozak. Wide open for three. And it's good. Bill Kozak. Got a sweet touch from that range. He made four in a row. Actually five. One was called off because there was a violation. Stolen by Kozak. Tips to Mino. Another three-pointer off the rim. And he chases it down in the near corner to my left. And no one was around there. He was able to get that good hustle. That's two in a row for the Sydney guards. Mino across the key as he drove baseline. Now it's to Vibber. Top of the key. Off the rim. Rebounded by Hinman. Off to Olin. Long pass to Heath. As Sydney leads 7-4, 3:40 to go in the fast-moving first quarter. Nice double team, so Heath gets it off to Hinman. He'll drive it. Didn't have the best shot in the world, but it was good enough to count as a shot and the foul on Wyatt McKee. It'll be his first foul, Sydney's second. Hinman at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Quite simple, Unadilla Valley had a win basically taken away with all the work they did coming against Sydney by shooting 9 for 27. Sydney answered with a 20 for 29 showing, and that was good enough for the win. Well, Hinman made the first but missed the second. Here comes Mino, seeing if he catches the zone napping. He did not. Circles back around to Kozak, now to Mino. Top of the key for Billy Kozak. Against this zone, Wyatt McKee strolling through the lane trying to get an entry pass. They've got that sealed off. Nice pass from Mino to Vibber. Vibber lays it up and in, and that's going to force Dick Winans off the bench for a timeout. With 3:10 to go in the first quarter, short timeout, Sydney 9, Afton 5. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Boys Basketball on WCDO. All right, 3:10 left, and tomorrow night we'll be back here for Afton-Sydney girls. And boy, now I do wish I was at Unadilla Valley last night for Sydney UV girls version. Almost as exciting as the boys, only one overtime, and it looked like UV had heroics late in the game, only to see Kelsey Decker come back and make a three-pointer just outside the arc, falling down as she did it. And I believe it banked in, if I saw the video right. Olin, Shearer, and Heath. Now across the lane they go. Bounce pass to Hinman along the lane. No, too hard on that. Rebounded McKee. And outlets to Kozak. Kozak up the right side, picked up by Heath there in the zone. And traveling for Mino as he did what so many guards do. And that is not dribble first. Starting their drive to the basket. Olin, no look pass to Shearer. Stripped by Mino, picked up by Larson, who's part of that double team. Kozak to the left side for Vibbert. Kozak, left alone. Now Hinman picks him up. Larson in the right corner. Not about to shoot from there. Mino stops and pops, and this one slides off. Vibbert with a putback, but is fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to go on James Westfall. And number 11. Who's number 11? Oh, okay, because he's listed as 10 on the roster. So okay. All right, Caleb Stuhler's in the game. He's 55, actually 55 on the roster I had from a home game, but he's now 11 here in Sydney on the visiting. So we are glad that we're by the scorer's table to get that straight. He's a 6'3 junior. He's into the ball game. Looks like a couple of subs ready to check in for Sydney very soon with single-digit uniforms. 2:09 left, 9-5. Afton trails by 4. They have the ball. Olin driving in against Mino. 10-footer gets it to go. Matt Olin's on the board now with 2 points. 9-7. Tied at 4 the last time. One and only time we've been tied was at 4. Oh, Vibbert lost the handle as soon as he got the ball. Heath got a gift. Baseball pass to Olin at the top of the circle. Now to Heath on the left side. He has not cranked out a three-pointer yet. Not even an attempt. Behind the screen from Westfall. Still unable to shoot. Olin goes for three and makes it. Nothing but net. Didn't even touch the rim. Three-pointer will give Afton the lead. 10-9. Afton by one. Crimson Knights scoring the last 5 points. Sydney stays on the perimeter with Vibbert, Mino, and Kozak. Now the turnaround from McKee. Wyatt draws the foul. That's going to go on Westfall, and that'll be his second. So now the other Caleb is about to check in the game. Caleb Stevens, a 6'3 junior, like Caleb Stuhler. But first, McKee gets one of two shots. Misses. Wyatt had a poor shooting night from the free throw line the other night. Going 1-for-6. What's that? Is 10. Yeah, I got it. Yep. And McKee this time makes the second shot. He made 1-for-6 against UV, but the one that he made tied the game at a crucial point. So down along the end line, all kinds of chaos. Hinman sliding to try to save the ball. It was loose, and everybody for Afton knew it was going to go off Afton. Hinman hustled as best he could. Looks like we're still back to some staticky problems here, which hampered us before the Christmas season. Tested the line the other day, and it was crystal clear. All right, Nick Mino on the right side. 10-10 tie, by the way, with that free throw made by McKee. Jordan Constable in the game. He goes to McKee. The high-low work does not happen. Hinman rebounds strong for Afton. Off to Darian Heath. Heath lets Olin go through, and he becomes the point guard now. Guarded by Kozak. It's a good matchup there. To the right for Olin. Mino almost steals the ball. Still driving in. Going to go up. And a circus layup that misses. Had he gone up with a left hand, I think it was an easy two. But he tried to go right and reverse. Mino drives in on Heath. He also with a circus layup. But this one goes just at the buzzer. And Nick Mino's second basket of the game, gives Sydney a 12-10 lead as the first quarter rapidly comes to a close. This is about the time we normally get started in a game. We already played one quarter. 12-10 Sydney over Afton. Boys high school basketball to continue on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Weather hits. It's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Afton with first possession of the second quarter, and after James Westfall missed on a hard-driving layup to the right side, Kyle Hinman gets the rebound, and on the other side, puts it up just as strong. This time it goes in, and we're tied again at 12. Afton on the steal now with Matt Olin sealing off the baseline. Loose ball popped up. There he's got it. Trying to work it against Mino. To the right now for Heath. Heath's picked up by Kozak in the man-to-man Sydney defense. Heath up top to Joe Shearer. Now to Olin again. He's made a three-pointer, but dumps it low to Hinman. The turnaround. Soft shot. No good. Rebound inside by Brandon Bissett. Bissett and Constable, Jordan Constable checked into the game with about 2 minutes to go. I neglected to say that as Wyatt McKee was shooting his free throws and we were working on roster numbers for Afton. But that is the update. Kozak, left side right now. Afton continuing in a zone where Kyle Hinman's at the top and then floating down low in the middle of the paint. So they're trying to keep it outside. Mino's top of the key. He's going to spring for an 18-footer off the mark. Rebounded by Constable, and he swings it out quickly to Mino, and Sydney gets another possession. Fresh clock, 12-12 tie. A minute and a half into the second quarter. Bissett back to Kozak. Sydney not moving much on offense, that's for sure. They're keeping it content, passing it on the outside. 14 on their shot clock. Bissett will inbound in a rare spot on the sideline, close to the end line. Bissett, no one to throw to. Finally, he does, and Mino gets it behind half court, which is legal. Smart play. But it was risking the 5 second, because that's part of the 5 second call. Double team Kozak, so he leaps up, passes to Mino. Mino inside to McKee just as the shot clock expires. It didn't go in, but had it gone in, the referees both had it waved off. So Afton defense forcing the 35-second call. Or I guess in terms of, we can understand, shot clock violation. Mina or Olin, nice pass down to Westfall. Westfall out of control on that right baseline, though. Didn't even come up with a shot that hit the backboard. It hit the side of the backboard. Bissett right back to Kozak. Swings it to left for Mino. Mino inside. McKee, nice move. And a block by Westfall. And that's going to be three on Westfall, I believe. As it looked like he blocked the shot inside. Might have come through a little too strong with his arm, and that will be three. He's got three of Afton's four fouls, and at the line is Wyatt McKee. He misses the first one. Quickly into the game goes Caleb Stevens, the 6'3 junior. Well, when you have two fouls early in the game, you're told pretty much not to get too aggressive. Westfall thought he had that blocked. Looked good from this angle. Ball goes out of bounds after McKee misses the second, so he's 1-for-4, and Trey Larson checks back in for Wyatt McKee. McKee hardly ever, if at all, came out of the game Tuesday. He was playing that well. 12-12 tie. We've had three ties and one lead change. Heath gives some space and goes past Kozak, now to Hinman. Hinman double-teamed, gives it off to his teammate. And that is Caleb Stevens. Took a while for me to catch that number. Cross court to Mino. He's wide open left baseline. It's good. 6 points for Mino. Tied again at 14. Sydney applies that pressure man-to-man again. And a steal by Bissett in the backcourt. Ball, a loose ball got away from the offensive set. And, oh, Joe Scheer leaps up to swat a pass by Brandon Bissett right back into the stands. Excellent timing by Joe Scheer. 14-14 tie. Afton is keeping the score low and forcing Sydney to try to post up and pound the ball down low and see what they get. They have not made but 1 3-pointer, and Constable across the key for Larson. Hanging jumper, no good. Gets it again, and up off the glass for two. Well, credit Trey Larson. He didn't give up on it. Same thing with Constable. He got the pass through the double team. Heath looking for Shearer on the right side. He sets a screen. Heath goes in underneath the basket and gives it off to Hinman. Oh, it's a great play, but he misses. Hinman with a second chance at it. Whoa, Darian Heath cruises the baseline, and a nice no-look pass to Kyle Hinman, who just tried to soft touch it a bit too much. He missed twice inside. The second time, though, was a foul on Jordan Constable. That's his first, team's third. And with a 16-14 lead, Sydney watches Hinman miss the first. He's 1-for-3 so far, 5 points, leading his team along with Matt Olin. This one goes in. Now he's got the team high of 6. Matt Olin has 5, and the team's only 3-pointer. Remember, Darian Heath had 6 3-pointers last night. Bill Kozak had 5 on Tuesday. Kozak's got 1 3-pointer, the only Sydney 3-pointer so far. 16-15. Still against that zone. Kozak to the left for Brandon Bissett. Down low for Constable. And he shoves it into the hands of Trey Larson. Successful assist again for Constable to Larson. 2 in a row for those guys. Pair of juniors hooking up twice. Here comes Heath. A hard charge to the foul line. The fall away is no good, and you can tell his ankle's a little tender. Here comes Mino. Cross court to Kozak. Kozak, the stop and pop. It's no good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound long. Comes out to Heath. And the junior, number 4, up the left side. Working on Kozak, seeing what he can do. Scheer trying to set a screen. Heath goes in. Heath across the key to Stevens. His shot misses, and Kozak rebounds for the Warriors with 3 minutes to go. 18-15 Sydney. Mino drives in hard. A little jump hook, no good. Rebound Scheer. Quick outlet comes to Stevens. Stevens over half court, just barely avoiding a back court. I'm not sure if he knew what this looked like. He didn't know, but Heath was smart enough to get over half court to avoid all that. Good for him. 2:40 to go, first half. Olin, fall-away jump shot, way off the mark, and Bissett rebounds again for Sydney. Bissett getting some quality minutes off the bench. 18-15, though, Sydney by just 3. The high post pass to Larson. Right back to Bissett, way off on the 3 by Bissett. Into the hands of Olin. To Heath. Heath, crossover dribble against Kozak, staying right with him. Again, they're working one-on-one there, trying to see who can set him up. Three-pointer's good! Heath around the screen, his first three-pointer of the night. We're tied at 18. No doubt that was a structured play. Screen by Hinman. Heath released it, and it was nothing but net. Again, Larson from Constable. That's 3 in a row for the juniors of Sydney. 8 points for Trey Larson. 3 assists for Jordan Constable. 20-18. And there's another 3 by Heath, but this one's a little bit short. Top of the key. Rebound, Jordan Constable. And Sydney, going a little too fast for their own good, throws the ball away. And Caleb Stuhler, wearing number 11, as we know, comes in. Matt Olin sits down. So it's Stevens, Heath, Shearer, Stuhler, and Hinman for the Crimson Knights, trailing by two with a minute 18 to go. Nice give and go to Hinman off the, yes, it goes in off the back of the rim, but then straight through. Kyle Hinman with a team high 8 points. Ian Larson matching 8 point highs for their team, and we're tied again at 20. Top of the key, it's Pat Vibbert. Oh, nice pass inside. McKee's got it from the left side. Vibbert saw the open teammate, got it right there. McKee's first field goal, he's got three. Heath gives it off to Hinman. The shot, lots of contact. And the call will just be Afton's ball. And Hinman kind of gives that sarcastic look of, are you kidding me? I got banged around every which way. But he can be happy that it is their possession. Mino, quick hands, almost stole it away from Hinman. My goodness. Or it looks like maybe he did. No, they're going to call Hinman for a reach-in foul. Well, Nick Mino trying to capitalize. Looks like he did. Hinman with two fouls, and that's big because that's 44 seconds to go. If Hinman eluded that second foul, he's got free reign in the second half. You hate those little touch fouls. 25 on the shot clock for Sydney, 32 on the game clock. Larson kicks it out to Kozak. Vibbert to the right for Mino. Again, in the corner, Larson. Vibbert at the elbow, back to Mino. He's open for three. It's off the back of the rim. McKee with a high rebound. And then his outlet to Kozak is knocked away by Joe Shearer. That's two that Shearer's got his hands on. One with his back to the ball and one with his front to the ball. 18.1 seconds to go. They've turned the shot clock off, so Sydney can indeed play for the last shot of the half. We'll have Superintendent Bill Christensen talking to him at halftime about things here at Sydney. And it is Kozak right to Larson at the foul line. Passes right back to Kozak. Two on the shot clock. He drives in. He stops. Goes to McKee. McKee never got the shot off. Poor clock management by the Warriors as it ends the half, but ahead 22 to 20. We've got ourselves a very, very good ball game. So stick around. It's some Rabideau Energy Products halftime report coming up. And our score, Sydney 22, Afton 20, Boys Mac, and Tri-Town Basketball coming up live on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zine Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hey, we got ourselves a great game here. That's two in a row now involving the Sydney Warriors. They're up by two against the Afton Crimson Knights, 22-20. Good low-scoring game. Defense the watchword, a zone against man-to-man, and hopefully a good second half to boot. It's time for our Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Maravito Energy Products. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service, call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And I have cajoled Mr. Bill Christensen to come over and talk a little bit in our brief time. They used to give us 15 minutes for halftime, and I did a whole shooting contest. Now they give us 10 minutes, so we got to yak it real quick. But, Bill, first things first, a real positive. You put out the word for a swim club, and, boy, if you ask them to come out, they'll come out and swim. What's that all about?
We have about 30 swimmers right now. We're competing all over the state. Last weekend we were in Troy, New York, a very large meet, over 800 swimmers, competed very well up there. This weekend we're in Union College, and we just keep going and going and going. But we've got a great turnout, five different school districts worth of kids, and very exciting, very, very exciting to see that many kids taking on the sport.
Is this something that people can do, track, wrestling, basketball,
sure,
or anything, and
yep,
still be on the swim
yep
club?
That's the key to it. It's really a year-round sport, and right now it's not really scholastic-wise, meaning
okay
there's varsity teams, so they can certainly do it along with other sports,
okay,
and
okay
it's very good. Yeah, it's great exercise for them.
All right. And now on this building project that has been a long time in coming, but give us as 2 minutes will allow, give us a quick overview on
sure
how we're looking here.
Yeah, it's real exciting. The bids are out. We did a pre-bid meeting this week. The bids are due back. Right now they're scheduled back for next week, the 15th. We may extend that another week just to give some more contractors an opportunity to review it. But they'll be back at the latest then the 22nd. We'll be awarding that soon thereafter. And we expect to be in construction or the project's released for construction in February. We won't see a lot of activity until March and April. And obviously up on the fields, we won't be digging until the snow and this cold weather goes away. So real exciting. We're right on track for an August finish for Phase 1, which is the fields,
mm-hmm,
being time for all our fall sports seasons. And the boilers, obviously, we're very excited right now to get those started.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Yeah, this time, oh, absolutely.
We're holding our breath right now. So
sounds good. So I mean, this is the year. This is the time of year that they do State of the State, State
yep
of the Union. So State of Sydney School is pretty good.
Yeah, we're doing great. Yeah, we're real excited about things we're seeing both in the classrooms. Financially, we're in a very strong position, and very excited as we move forward here. And the building projects will be great for the district.
The
very
overall
excited, especially the auditorium. We're real, real excited about that right now.
And the overall testing and everything continues
yeah
to rise.
Continues to rise. We're thrilled with last year's results, but we expect even our preliminary testing we've done now is really showing us some huge improvement, so we're excited.
And last question about shared services. It's the trend anyway.
Oh, sure, sure.
So, but it's
sure, and we've looked
out
at it. The report's back. It's up on our website, or will be up on our website if it's not there yet. And we're looking at different areas. It's important for people to understand it's not merging by any means. It's really looking at how we do things like business functions, administrative functions, and how can we share with other districts. the other piece to that puzzle is how do we keep some of the great programs like our college classes and other things like that. We want to make sure that they're sustainable for our future students, our little ones coming up. And sometimes you have to look at your neighbors and say, you know, bring the kids together and, you know, share those services so we can have them for everyone.
Outstanding. Well, appreciate. I know this was like the cliff notes, but we do appreciate the overview of what's going on. It sounds like it's good things for Sydney and the future and the building project and the swim club and everything else. Thumbs up for all involved.
And thank you. Glad to have the opportunity.
All right. And tomorrow night we'll talk to an All-State first-team football player.
First team,
Dean.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We're excited about that.
All right. Sounds good. Bill Christensen, thank you very much. We've got a 22-20 game, and I'll give you the recap of scoring right now. Kyle Hinman for Afton leads the way with 8 points for his team. He's 2-for-4 from the foul line. Matt Olin had a 5-point first quarter, a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer. 2 points for James Westphal, who scored the first basket of the game. Caleb Stevens, the first basket for Afton. Caleb Stevens and Darian Heath had baskets in the second quarter. Heath, his trademark three-pointer from the left wing. And Stevens, a two-pointer. So they get 6 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 2-for-4 from the line, both from Kyle Hinman. For Sydney, they're led by Trey Larson, who was scoreless on Tuesday's exciting game. He's got 8 points, thanks to some great assists by Jordan Constable. Nick Mino's got 6 points. Wyatt McKee with 3, 1-for-4 from the line. Bill Kozak held to just a three-pointer after a 28-point performance on Tuesday night. And that's where it's looking right now. Pat Ribbard with a basket, 4-2, and a couple of dandy assists as well. Tomorrow night we'll be here for Afton Sydney Girls, and, you know, it's a Friday night, basketball, keep it warm, and we're going to have good temperatures over the weekend anyway, so it's good to see. And we will have, like I said, we'll have Austin Dean, first team All-State in football, the 10th first team All-State since 2000, involving 9 different players, and I'll tell you more about that tomorrow night. We'll take a quick break, come back for the second half. Afton-Sydney, the boys match up 22-20. Sydney got a halftime lead, and we'll see what happens in the second half. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney. And an easy as you please zone-busting pass from Pat Vibbert to Jordan Constable. Constable had the three assists back-to-back-to-back in the first half. This time he's the recipient of a good pass from Pat Vibbert. As Sydney takes a 4-point lead, the turnaround fall-away by Joe Shear is partially blocked. Larson recovers for Sydney, and the Warriors moving to my right now, coming into their home basket, as you might think. Nearest their bench, Afton has the visiting nearest their bench. Larson right back to Vibbert. Inside to Constable. The fall away off the mark. Larson on the weak side rebounds. Hanging jumper. No, he hangs a pass over to in the direction of Kozak, but Joe Shearer with the pickoff. So 24-20, the largest lead, believe it or not, for either team. Hinman, nice move, and draws the double team off to Shear. Shear for 3 from the left side. An outstanding play by Kyle Hinman to draw the double team. His teammate Joe Shear was wide open. 24-23. Mino to Pat Vibbert. Vibbert inside to Constable. Again, passed along the lane to Larson. Goes to Mino back out there. Elbow jump shot off the back of the rim. Rebound Shear again. So it's Constable, Larson, Kozak, Mino, and Vibbert starting for Sydney. Heath to Hinman. Hinman the turnaround in for the basket and a
reclaiming the lead. Henman's basket gives him 10 points. Nice pass from Darian Heath. Afton staying in the zone defense. Henman at the top of it. Heath on the wing, closer to Bill Kozak. Vibbard back out to Mino, top of the key. We'll set the Afton lineup officially once they get the ball back. Mino driving in on Henman to Constable on the right baseline. Inside Larson, he brings the ball down for a bounce and then misses the shot. Henman rebounds. Heath comes to the right side this time. He's normally been on the left. He's going to crank for three off the back of the rim, goes way up and hits the guy wire. Gives us a chance to say that it is Kyle Henman, Matt Olin, Darian Heath, Joe Scheer, and James Westfall. Remember, Westfall has three fouls. Kyle Henman has two fouls. That was the total of five. And perhaps the most surprising thing, and I can say this because I know the young man, Matt Olin of Afton, no fouls in the first half. And Kozak launches from the right side, three-pointer, skims around the rim, comes out. Matt Olin for Afton on the way up, guarded by Nick Mino in the man-to-man Sydney defense. Scheer left side. This time it's an air ball. Westfall going for the save, but he saved it into the hands of Mino. Mino chased by Olin, and there's Matt Olin. No, not a foul. It's going to be a double dribble. I'm not exactly sure how that was determined to be a double dribble, but that's what it was called. I was going to say, every time if I mention Matt Olin hasn't had a foul, normally he gets one right after that. It seems that way anyway. Henman can't hit it. Westfall gets inside position on Constable, puts it back up, can't hit the shot, but Constable from behind will be called for the foul, and that is his second. Wyatt McKee, who did not get the start in the second half, he is at the scores table ready to go in once Westfall shoots the free throw. Now, an interesting part of where Westfall is shooting from the very left edge of the foul line, and it's nothing but net. So it has people kind of pointing and staring and saying, look where he's shooting from. It is legal to do that. You don't have to shoot from the middle. Wilt Chamberlain at one point shot from almost the back of that area. Now, I say that with Westfall, and then he misses everything. So anyway, 26-24, Westfall makes one of two, and he's got 3 points. Little quirky part of our Thursday night basketball. 4:50 to go in the third quarter, 26-24 Afton. McKee in the lineup now with a high post. Now Kozak for three to give them the lead, and he hits it. Bill Kozak, his second three-pointer of the night, 6 points in all, 27-26 in favor of Sydney. Olin around the screen. Goes to the right side looking for Scheer. Scheer double team. And he's one dribble and his lazy pass stolen by Mino. Scheer gets the ball back. Henman fakes, shoots, and scores. So we've changed the lead again. Henman with 12 points on a very good pass. And we'd like to say hello to the following people logging on tonight. And is it any coincidence that four of these are in the South? We'll start with Norfolk, Virginia. Hello to you. And down to Florida, namely Port St. Lucie, the home of the New York Mets, spring training home of the Mets anyway, Port St. Lucie, Florida, and Orlando, Florida. Next, Bellevue, Alabama. And then hello to the frigid northwest of New York State, North Tonawanda, or NT as they call it. 28-27. We've got ourselves another good ball game involving the Sydney boys. They escaped against Unit de la Valley in double overtime. What's going to happen at home against Afton? Right now they lead by one. Three-pointer left side for Kozak. So he's hit one from the right side, and he's hit one from the left side, and suddenly the Warriors are up 30-28. And I'm sorry, they were trailing 28-27 after that timeout. But Darian Heath comes in on the left baseline, backs up Mino and scores it. We're tied again at 30. 3:42 to go, third quarter. 30-30 tie. Another Joe Scheer defensive deflection. He's had a bunch of those tonight. And he gets rewarded by coming over to the bench. Replaced by Caleb Stevens, but Dick Winans is talking to him specially. So, but good defense by Scheer, helping this team tie up Sydney, 30 all piece. McKee over to Mino for a wide open three. He's missed it. Kozak thought he had a wide open rebound on the left side, on the left corner, but no, Stevens got there first. It's Heath. Heath, nice change of direction, goes up and plants one in the basket. Darian Heath with an awesome move, gives him 7 points and gives the lead back to Afton. The Crimson Knights still in this one all the way. A shot by Constable from the left baseline, missed it. Rebound Olin. Off to Darian Heath. He comes up the left side again. Screen by Hinman. Right back to Mino. Right back to Hinman. Picked off by McKee. Gives it off to Mino. Mino, the stop. The five-footer. Blocked by Hinman. Recovered by Westfall. 32-30. Crimson Knights lead. It is Hinman against McKee. The turnaround is short. Rebound. Wyatt McKee played good defense that time and forced Hinman a little bit further out. Or is it farther out? Of course it's farther out because it's distance. A little grammar lesson tonight. Constable, diagonal pass to Vibbert. Quickly to Kozak on the right side. Heath's got him spotted up. Vibbert to the left for Mino. They swing it to the left corner for Jordan Constable. Medium post, now back to Constable. Again, the diagonal to Vibbert. Shuffled the feet a bit, but no harm, no foul there. 2:05 left. Kozak double team back to Vibbert. Launches one, and it's in and out. Rebound Constable. Brought the ball down, and it's wide open now. It's Hinman with a recovery as Matt Olin hit the deck hard. 1:55 to go. Afton by 2, 32-30. Heath going around the screen and launches for 3, and it's short. Hinman set the screen, and then the ball went right up and over his hands. Mino hard charging down the lane, and Heath just as fast swatted that ball away from behind. With 1:41 to go, this third quarter is going by so fast, and it's only 7:43. Again, this is normally about halftime, the start of halftime. So Matt Olin comes out, replaced by Caleb Stuhler. Slightly bigger lineup. McKee, the turnaround, short. Rebound Stuhler, and he outlets to Heath. 1:36 to play in the third. Afton 32, Sydney 30. Crimson Knights with the ball. Screen by Hinman. Now he sets it up on the post. Goes up and the swat by McKee. And he's going to be swatting it to the point of a foul. No, it's going to be Kozak. My bad. Kozak was the closest one, but McKee came through with a hard swat. Thought that's the one that they counted, but nope. It's going to be Billy Kozak, just his first foul. 2 team fouls for Sydney. Hinman short on the foul shot. He has got a game high. 12 points for Afton. Sydney's led by Bill Kozak with 9. Trey Larson with 8. Second shot for the sophomore is up and good. 13 points. Nick Mino up the right side. Nobody takes him for a while, and then Hinman and Heath converge on his zone. Afton has stayed in this zone, and it's worked pretty well. Kozak, 3-pointer, though. That's a zone buster. And a 3-pointer that ties it at 33. And a timeout by Mike Brzee. Quick timeout it is. 33 all tie. A minute 14 to go in the third. It's live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we can also add a second Orlando, Florida to our log-on listenership, as well as Pensacola, Florida. And the mystery of the North Tonawanda listener is our own Nate Lull. So hello to Nate, Mr. Marathon Runner, Mr. Voice of Canisius Hockey. Nice pass down low to Stuhler. He might have gotten away with a double dribble there, but the ball was loose, so they let it go. He still misses the jump hook. Now to Constable off his knee. A little too fast on Jordan Constable's part. Mino tried to hit him with a pass in stride. 54 seconds to go. Tied at 33, and I'm saying 50 seconds in the third quarter. Stuhler, double team. That's no man's land. And Dick Winans makes sure he calls the timeout. Smart move by the coach. Of course, he's been around When you are double-teamed on one end of the half-court line, you've got to either call timeout or you're going to get that ball taken away. We're going to stay right here, though. Games, well, I told you about the game tomorrow. That is Sydney and Afton doing battle here on the girls' side. Next week, a full slate again. It'll be Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. More Thursday night games than ever before. Unitequa at Harpersville, our first look at the state finalists from last year, the Harpersville Lady Hornets. They're undefeated this year. They'll take on Unitequa in a rematch of the Section 4 championship game. That's a 7:15 start. Then the boys on Wednesday night, Unitequa at Harpersville. Green at Unitequa girls on Thursday, and then Oxford at BG boys on Friday. The 21st and 22nd are lined up for a Unitequa-Sydney girls matchup on Tuesday the 21st. And the boys, always a fun game. The Spartans and Warriors get together, and yet again with top spot or toward the top spot on the line when those two teams match up. There's a bad pass by Olin. He also got caught in no man's land. Mino will break the tie with a steal and the finish. Mino with 8 points. Olin. Again, they're working that no-man's land corner. You got to watch out. Now they go the opposite side. Westfall bounce pass to Stevens. Olin to the left side. It's Stuhler for a three-pointer. It winds up being a pass from Caleb Stuhler to Caleb Stevens. Totally inadvertent, but Stevens is there to get it and put it in. We're tied at 35. Got to count up the ties here. 4 seconds to go. McKee hanging jumper, no good. And the ball is rebounded by Olin. There won't be a shot. Tied at 35. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ties in this ball game, and 6, 7 lead changes. Another winter time dandy in Sydney. So stick around. A 35 all tie. Live Tri-Town High School basketball on your local sports leader, WCDL.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right. In fact, one of the commercials was the voice of Nate Lull. And yes, we're feeling the love tonight. Nate's Gilbert's Fremont Upton product and has done some great things with both announcing and other things. So move back to this area, would you? 35 all tie. Afton with the ball. Matt Olin left baseline. Nothing but net. He does have a nice touch. He just hasn't displayed it since the first quarter. And that shot gives Afton back the lead. 37-35. Down low, McKee against Westfall. Up and over for Wyatt McKee. He's been held to low numbers here, but 5 points is 5 points. And that ties it back up at 37. That's our 10th tie of the game. Wide open Heath. He's going to go for three off the front of the rim. Shearer comes in from behind and tries to save it. Nice weak side rebound attempt there by Joe Shearer. And that's going to be off of Sydney's Jordan Constable. Constable, McKee, Mino, Kozak. And who's the other one? Vibbert. Hinman off the inbounds pass. Wide open jump shot. Too hard. Kozak brings the ball down for Sydney, and Olin almost steals it, goes to McKee, the fake, the shot, Wyatt McKee is starting to get on track, he's got 7 points, gives Sydney back the lead. The eighth lead change of the ball game. Bad pass by Olin. Tipped by Mino. Recovered by Vibbert. No look pass to Kozak. Down low McKee. Does he have it? Again, no. He's going to kick it back out. Vibbert. Mino now for three. No, off the right side. McKee tries to tap it. Westfall gets there first. 6:35 to go. Sidney by two. Afton can tie it or take the lead. Around a screen. Heath. Jump pass to Olin. And a timeout asked for by Dick Winans. A little bit unsheveled on the offensive look. So Dick Winans calls time. 39-37 with 6:27 to go. Sidney by two. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Oh, what another good game. If they're all like this, how exciting it can be. Tuesday night was a edge of your seat. I actually came away from there with a little scratchy throat because there was just one exciting highlight after another. It reminds me of... speaking of Nate Lull, when he filled in for me almost a year ago when Unitigo when Unadilla Valley and Harpersville played in Harpersville. I think that game went into overtime. And he went crazy with stuff. It was a phenomenal game. We've got one here, too. Defense is the key, though. 39-37. Heath wide open for three. Can take the lead. No, it's short. Rebound, McKee. McKee, possession of the ball now, hands it off to Nick Mino. Sidney trying to get a little bit more than a 2 or 3 point advantage. They've only led by four as their largest inside, and Olin will commit the first foul of the game for him. And for him to be a first foul in the fourth quarter is good for him, extremely good for him, because he tends to get them in bunches. That one was a non-shooting situation and only the first foul of the second half for anybody in Afton. Inside McKee. They did a little trickery, and McKee has now got all 6 points for Sidney in this quarter, 41-37. Olin, one dribble and over to Shear. Shear for three, right side. It's going to be in the basket. It looks short, to be honest with you. Joe Shear's second three-pointer. They had 9 last night and still lost. So they've got four in this game. It's Kozak to Vibbert. He'll try for three, and it's off the rim. Rebounded by Westfall. Gives it over to Matt Olin. 41-40. Sidney by one. Olin, no look pass. Shear, same spot, and different result. Heath and Vibbert going up for it together. Heath hit it last. Vibbert hit it first. Heath hit it second. And that means it's Sidney basketball, leading by one, 41-40. Afton's leads have never been more than three. Sidney's leads have never been more than four. This is what you call a great barn burner. Mino, wide open, but they're going to take some time off the clock. Down to the 5:05 mark of this game, 41-40, Sidney by just a digit. Mino looking for Kozak. They're working well together. Kozak now wide open, top of the key for three. No, it rims out. Shearer taps it. Gets it to Olin. Olin up the right side. To Heath. Almost got it stolen. Olin, top of the key for three. Good! Olin, second three-pointer. He's got 10 on the night. 43-41. Ninth lead change of this contest. 4.5 minutes to go. McKee inside. Knocked away by Olin. Now it's Vibbert. Vibbert falling down, tripping over Hinman, and still got it to Billy Kozak. Wow. 13 on the shot clock. Vibbert at the elbow. Now to Kozak left side. Yes, he's got it. Sidney regains the lead. Bill Kozak, he's got all three-pointers in this game. 5 three-pointers, 15 points. No ones, no twos. Olin to the left side. Hinman from Heath. Shot is blocked, and there's contact. McKee with a recovery. He got Kozak with a quickness. Kozak outran the ball, and he still came back and got a long three off the back of the rim and hit the guy wire again. That is the price you pay in this Sydney gym and many high school gyms. If the ball goes high off the rim, it is bound to hit the guy wire. And it's happened twice now tonight. So the clock stopped, 3:40. Now the clock starting again. Olin to bring it up for Afton. Sydney by 1, 44-43. Olin just avoids the, now he goes for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Mino on the long bounce that came off the back of the rim. Sydney by 1. Vibbard going against the zone. Trey Larson in the ballgame. Foul line, jump shot, good. Trey Larson, his first basket, his first appearance since the second half started, and it's a basket that's good. And now a full timeout, 3:12 to play. Sydney by 3, 46-43, live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney High School. The brightly lit Sydney gym is showing up the defense and some timely shooting tonight. 46-43 Sydney. Neither team is led by more than four. Sydney has Wyatt McKee, Trey Larson, Pat Vibbard, Nick Mino, Bill Kozak. Their starting lineup tonight. Afton with the ball has James Westfall, Matt Olin, Darian Heath, Caleb Stevens, and Kyle Hinman. Westfall has three fouls. Hinman has two. Oh, and Kozak strips Olin of the ball and a lefty layup. Well, that gives him a five-point lead, the largest of the game. Olin. Westfall, Heath, bad pass by Heath, picked off by McKee. Mino to Kozak, and now Sydney starting to get a little control here, 2:46. And all it took was a ramp up of the defensive pressure. Vibbard and Kozak playing catch on the perimeter. Afton's 2-3 zone implemented. Vibbard, left side for a three, off the rim, no good. Larson in position for the rebound, but he misses. But is fouled by James Westfall. Well, Trey Larson was there for the miss. And that'll be four on Westfall. But only two fouls for each team, which means hardly any free throws tonight, which means they are all extremely crucial. Larson to shoot the first one, and it's good. 6 point Sydney lead. Second shot for the junior, who's got 11 points. He sets, shoots, and it's no good. Rebound Westfall will stay in this game. Olin to Darian Heath. Back to Olin. Left side for Stevens. Down low to Westfall. He goes up, and no call. The ball's out of bounds. It's going to be Afton's ball, but boy, was there some contact inside. Afton will inbound with Matt Olin underneath the basket. Goes to Heath. Heath, no-look pass, Olin. Baseline shot is no good. Rebound, Vibbard. Clears it out to Mino. Mino through the double team. Gets over to a safety spot. And they're going to milk some clock again. Under 2 minutes to play. 49-43 Sydney. Mino almost getting in a rough spot. Olin almost with a steal. Larson will be fouled from behind by Olin. And that's just to stop the clock. That is just to stop the clock. It's only the third foul on Afton. There will be no shooting of one-and-ones tonight unless there's a lot of fouls at a little bit of time. Looks like somebody wants a timeout. Let's see if it's a full or a time or 30. It's a full timeout. Well, what the heck? We can stay here, right? In games last night, Harpersville defeated Delhi 57-39. They had three three-pointers and had another one of those many free throw shooting, 25 free throws shot last night. They made 14. Miranda Drummond led the way as normal with 24 points. And Tatiana Sosnowski with 11. It was their closest first quarter, second closest first quarter of the season, a 10-7 lead. Sydney girls, the magic was there at UV with Kelsey Decker hitting a three-pointer in overtime to win. She scored 19 points, four three-pointers. That was the game winner. Bethany Carl had 14, Jolene Crom with 9. Sydney now 3-0 in the league. BG girls defeated Hancock. I don't have the score on that. Unitigo won last night over Deposit. They were down 12-6 at the end of the first quarter, came back and won handily 47-26. Cassidy Newman, 19 points for the winners, and Marissa Woodard with 12. But combined, they shot just 1 of 10 from the free throw line. The team, 2 for 12, and just 1 three-pointer. We'll have Afton-Sydney girls here tomorrow night. A lot of the Tuesday games were postponed. We'll see how those get readjusted. 1:51 to go. Larson hands it right back to Kozak, coming out of the timeout. Kozak goes into McKee, the fake, the shot, the score. Wyatt McKee has come alive in this fourth quarter. 51-43 with help, of course, from the guards who make sure they get it to him. Largest lead has now grown to 8. Westfall back to Owen. They're keeping it on the outside. Now it's Hinman. Hinman's going to go to the hoop and is fouled. He draws the foul, and I'm not sure who it's on, McKee or Larson. It'll be Larson, and that's just his first. Nobody for Sydney with, actually, Jordan Constable has 2. He's not on the floor right now. Nobody else with more than 1. Hinman's been the only one at the line for Afton, and this one gives up and finally puts one in that stops the 7-8, 8-point run for Sydney. Hinman's second shot is also good. Well, that makes it a two-possession game. 51-45 with a minute, 22 to go. Mino, long pass across the way to Kozak. Heath coming from behind trying to steal it. Kozak a little too quick. Heath with the foul. That'll be only his first. And again, just 4 team fouls. This game has gone so quickly. The inbounds comes to Mino. They quickly double-team him. Mino, bounce pass back to Kozak. They're going to double-team Kozak as much as they possibly can, and he's bottled up, but a foul will be called. That'll be on Caleb Stevens, only his first. 1:09 left in this ball game. Sydney 51, Afton 45, a fresh 35 seconds. Around the screen comes Mino. Mino in the corner, triple-team now to Kozak and Hinman. Probably not the right one to be fouling, but that'll be his third. And that's the 6th team foul. And interesting move now from Coach Mike Brzee, because they're going to try to foul Sydney to get him at the line. He puts Jordan Constable in, who had 8 for 8 free throws in overtime against Unadilla Valley. Sydney keeps moving it around. Larson, comfortable in the corner. Whoa, Matt Olin comes and commits the foul and forces Larson to come to the line, but Trey's 1 for 2. And so the clock stops with 59.5. Let's round it up to an even minute. That'll be Olin's third foul. Larson has this routine. The bounce, the spin, the bounce. And it's good. The 1-1. The first 1-1 of the night. And only because Afton had to foul 5 times to get it there. So the lead up to 7. Sydney trying to put this one away at home. Second shot is also good. 13 for Larson, 53-45. Westfall to Heath. Heath backs up, goes for 3, short. And the rebound for Trey Larson. 45 seconds to go. And reaching in to commit the predictable foul is Caleb Stevens for Afton, his second.
So with 43.6 seconds to go, it's looking a little better for the home team Warriors. But boy, up until about the three-minute mark, had 10 ties, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lead changes. So Nick Mino steps to the line. He's got 8 points tonight. Shot is up and good. And that also is a 1-1. Second shot, Nick taking his time. And he's doing it right. Mino now with 10 points. 42 seconds to go. 10-point lead, the largest of the ball game. The lead continues to grow, and a steal now by Jordan Constable to Mino. Mino fouled by Olin. That'll be his fourth. So Mino back at the line. It'll be the last 1-1. We'll have our Pulse Game Awards, MBT Bank Outstanding Offense, Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense, Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. Mino cashes this one in as well. And we'll give you the point totals as well. Afton gave Sydney everything they could handle tonight. And it was a matter of stepping up the defense at the right time. 4-for-4 in 1-on-1 situations for Nick Mino in the fourth quarter. 57-45. Stevens to Olin. Olin got the ball picked away by Vibbert, and Kozak over to help. Just dances along the sideline. And with 18 seconds to go, I think they're going to just clear this out and not go toward the basket. Sydney's 12-point lead will be the largest of the game and looks like the final score. Mino still dribbling, and 2-1, zonk, they go. 57-45. It's going to sound like it was a much wider margin game, but no, that was the largest lead of the game, and nobody had more than a 4-point lead until the last 2 minutes. So give me a chance to total them all up, and I'll come back with the scoring totals and, of course, the awards. It's all coming up in a very quickly finished game. And we'll be back with more live Tri-Town High School basketball in the postgame show on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right. Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney. I already see I've got some addition issues to deal with. But we'll get to that when we get to that. 57-45 is confirmed to be the final score. Let's see if we get there by the scoring recap. And for Afton, boy, oh boy, they gave Sydney everything they could handle. We had ties starting at 4-4, and the last tie was 37-37. And from that point, Sydney outscored Afton 20-8. And certainly the final 3 minutes was the difference in the ball game. So for Afton, Darian Heath, who was nursing that ankle sprain, held to 1 3-pointer tonight. He had 2 2-pointers, so that's 7 points. Caleb Stevens, 2 baskets for 4. James Westfall, a basket, 1 for 2 for 3 points. Joe Shearer had 2 3-pointers, and it seems like they were back-to-back shots, one at the end of the third, one at the beginning of the fourth. So that's finishing with 6. Matt Olin with 2 baskets from inside the arc, 2 more from outside the arc, finishing with 10. And Kyle Hinman had 5 baskets, 5 for 8 from the foul line, finishing with 15. So 12 two-pointers, giving him 44. 5 3-pointers, giving him 39. And then 6 for 10 for the line, and 45 points. I've been noticing, you know, Sydney had 20 for 29 the other night, but I've seen many games so far this year where teams are shooting 2 for 6, 3 for 8, 1 for 5, 3 for 8. I mean, it's very, very low numbers. And tonight, except for the end of the game where Afton had to foul to set up the 1-on-1, Sydney coming into the fourth quarter was 1 for 4. Wyatt McKee was 1 for 4, and that was it. So crazy numbers. That's one of the reasons we're done by quarter after 8. For Sydney, Jordan Constable had a basket and a ton of assists. He finished with 2 points. Nick Mino, good solid game again for the junior. 1, 2, 3, 4 baskets from inside the arc. 4 for 4 from the foul line. And so obviously that gives him 12 points. Brandon Bissette played, got some key minutes there in the second and third quarters, did not score. Pat Vibbard scored 1 basket. In fact, I think he had the first basket of the game. He finishes with 2. Wyatt McKee with 5 baskets, 1 for 4 from the foul line. He finishes with 11, and 8 of those coming in the fourth quarter. Bill Kozak had the touch from the outside. He didn't reveal it, really, until the third quarter when he made 3 3-pointers in a row. He added a 5th one in the fourth quarter. He had 1, of course, in the first quarter. So 5 3-pointers, another basket inside, and 17 to lead all scores. And then Trey Larson had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 baskets and 3 for 4 from the line. So let's see if this adds up. 1, 2, and 4 is 6, and 6 is 12, and 5 is 17. That's 34. 5 3-pointers makes you add 15 to make it 49. You got 4, 7, and 8. 49 and 8 is 57. I did do it right. All right, 8 for 12, 67% for Sydney. But most importantly is the fourth quarter with the 1-and-1s. They were 6 for 6. And overall in the fourth quarter, foul shooting 7 for 8. Definitely the difference in the ball game. Time now for our postgame awards on WCDO. One at a time we go. First of all, the Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Meng Insurance, we insure your life. And while one person didn't rise above and become the Secretary of Defense or anything like that, I think an overall defensive-minded look tonight was by Sydney senior Pat Vibbard. You know, he never really is looking on the offensive side of things, but he's always helping on the defensive side of things. And tonight, I think just an overall solid game. Hopefully the stats back me up on this one. I was just impressed with the fact that defense and teamwork came first to Pat, and it normally does. I'm not saying this is any different from any other game, but it really, I think, made a difference tonight. Pat Vibbard will win our Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is sponsored by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. Well, it could have gone to team players from either team, but what won it out for Sydney, I think, was the fact that the fourth quarter, they went inside. You look at Wyatt McKee with 4 baskets out of his 11 points. 8 came in the fourth quarter. Trey Larson had some inside shots early thanks to passes from Jordan Constable. He came back in the game and had the basket and 3 free throws. We are going to go with Wyatt McKee for this one. Wyatt McKee with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Award. 8 points in the fourth quarter when they needed it most. And so congratulations to him. And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is sponsored by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, and they remind you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. And once again, it can go either way. You look at, on the Apton side, you look at Kyle Hinman and Darian Heath playing very good tonight. Joe Shearer, of course, did some good things on the defense and hit 2 key three-pointers for Sydney. You're looking at Jordan Constable, who came off the bench and, again, didn't try any free throws tonight, but he had a lot of assists. With the work of Nick Mino and Bill Kozak as the tandem of guards. Last year it was Kozak and Hunter Sowersby. This year it's Nick Mino and Bill Kozak. And so when all is said and done, we're going to... Actually, you know what? As well as those two guys played, and they do tend to get a lot of the awards tonight, I think an all-around game, good game was played by Trey Larson. Trey sat out, I think, the third quarter, but in the first half and the fourth quarter came alive. He got a lot of rebounds off misses, a lot of offensive rebounds, and cleared the glass a little bit on the defense, too, and played an all-around good game, probably one of his most complete games of the year, despite sitting out the third quarter, as I said. But he gets 13 points tonight, some good rebounds, and he made it hard for Kyle Hinman to score inside, no doubt about it. Hinman earned his 15 points. There's no doubt about that. So Trey Larson will win our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Congratulations to all three and to Sydney for yet another not quite nail-biter at the end, but certainly a game that they can look at and say, boy, we didn't have our best offensive output, but we had it when we needed it down the stretch in the fourth quarter. And, of course, you can never take an off day with defense. Good shots are good shots, but good defense, I think, is forever, and you can put that on a Hallmark card if you want. All right, so that'll do it. We're out of here, my gosh, 20 after 8, and we're done. So early to bed and early to rise, I guess. Final score, Sydney 57 and Apton 45. Thanks to all those people who logged on tonight. Hopefully you enjoyed this game. Tomorrow night we'll be back here for Apton-Sydney, the girls' varsity game, starting at about 7:15 or maybe even sooner, and the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show 15 minutes prior, depending on the end of the JV game. So Sydney sweeps tonight, the JV taking it 70-32, and the varsity taking it 57-45. I'm Greg Davey for WCDO Radio Sports. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. You all have a great night.